It's over.
Ukraine has lost. There's no stalemate anywhere across the board.
Yeah.
The West is not supplying the shells anymore. They haven't got the weapons to send anymore. They don't have the money to send anymore. Meantime, Russia continues to make stalemate. There is no stalemate. Hello, Western press, if you're listening. There is no stalemate. How is this going to wrap up? How much longer? Look, we've got Biden. We've got the presidential election next year. Of course, the political establishment wants to maintain the image that Ukraine's winning, that they will win, that Russia will lose. How are we going to get around this for just in time for the election, do you think?
Well, I think the hawks are going to try to keep it going just a little bit longer because that's the military. Mm. You know, that's where they make their money. But bear in mind, too, there's the money laundering issue, right? That's all coming to light in Congress. All of the things that were happening with Ukraine and the money laundering that has to do with the politicians that are involved. And so they're trying to do duck and cover, and people are kind of taking each other out. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the movement towards the negotiations towards peace goes. But right now, Russia's in a position where they don't have to negotiate. They've been denazifying, moving steadily, as you said. And the tragedy is that a generation of Ukrainian men are dead.